There are bodies celestial as well as bodies terrestrial. But a different glory indeed is that of the celestial, yet a different that of the terrestrial. Hello everyone, Martin Sender from the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula from Studio One, and we're looking at glorified bodies here. If your body is failing you, if things aren't going the way you want them to do, the way you want them to go because of your body, don't worry. There's a new body on tap for you. This one is heading to the grave. I know it's sad. I know it hurts. I'm sorry about it. If it was up to me, it would never have happened, but God is wiser than I am. But you're about to trade your body in for a new body, and it's going to work just splendidly. Now, Paul points out what should be an evident truth here, self-evident, but it needs to be said, is that there are different glories in God's universe, multifaceted creation of God. There's a glory of the terrestrial and a glory of the celestial. Now, God is going to glorify the bodies of everyone eventually. Everyone's going to have a glorified body eventually by virtue of Jesus Christ's death on the cross. But those of us who hear this message, who read Scripture, get excited about it, we're more interested in this than in what's on television. We have an early expectation. We anticipate to come in early on God's program, and we indeed are going to do that because it delights God to do that. God is the Savior of all humanity, especially of believers, 1 Timothy 4:10. So there are believers in the circumcision gospel, that is the Israel gospel, and there are also believers in the uncircumcision gospel, the gospel to those who are not Israelites. And each gospel has a different glory. And the bodies of the saints raised under each gospel are different. The bodies of the Jewish saints will be like Jesus' body. There's a pattern for it. It's not like, well, we have no idea what these bodies are going to look like. Yes, we do. Especially for the Israel bodies. They're going to have a body like Jesus Christ did. Two arms, two legs, a head. They're going to be walking around in Israel, in Jerusalem. They're going to be running the show. Now, Paul saw... we don't have any record that Paul saw the terrestrial Jesus. We have no record that Paul, when he was Saul, saw Jesus in his Jew suit. What we do have a record of is that Paul saw Jesus Christ as the glorified one that was so bright, so effulgent that it just knocked him to the ground and blinded the guy. Blinded the guy. Couldn't see anything. Had to be led by the hand to Damascus. And so that gives us a hint of the glory that our bodies are going to have, members of the body of Christ. I distinguish between members of the body of Christ and members of the bride of the Lamb. That's what Israelites are called, the bride of the Lamb. The body of Christ, different thing. You will not find the term body of Christ in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, not sure about 4 John, or Jude, James. No, they're concerned with the bride. Israel's always called the bride by God. We are not called the bride. We're the body. We're a closer relationship to Jesus Christ. Closer. Some of this is review. If you want to go back to the Return to Zender shows, go to my homepage, go to the Return to Zender archives, and you'll see the playlist. I got into this in the last 10 shows or so. I'm going through my book, The First Idiot in Heaven, which will explain all this stuff to you. You can listen to this show, and I hope you do, but if you are a learner who learns by reading, it's here. It's all in this book. I'm proud of it. I'm happy. I'm happy that this book is out there. It's irrefutable. I mean, there's just fact after fact after fact, scripture after scripture. And I always challenge people, you can disagree with me, but you better come loaded with scripture. You better have your verses lined up. Because this is not the wishful thinking of teary-eyed grandmothers. Now, this is nothing against teary-eyed grandmothers. I love teary-eyed grandmothers. These are facts. This is truth. Otherwise, I myself would not believe it. Body of Christ saints will also be glorified, just like Israel saints, but our bodies will be like Jesus Christ's body that was seen on the road to Damascus by Saul, the Pharisee, who became Paul the Apostle. And Paul uses the heavens as an analogy. There are bodies celestial as well as bodies terrestrial. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he uses the heavenly bodies that we can see from earth. How tantalizing. He puts it out there. It's like, okay, I'm not going to give you a bunch of specifics, but just look up and I'll leave it at that. Yeah, look up at night. I'll leave it at that. So we take what we can get. And Paul brings this up in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 40 through 41. There are bodies celestial as well as bodies terrestrial. But a different glory indeed is that of the celestial, yet a different that of the terrestrial. Another glory of the sun. Here's where he's pointing out the celestial objects that we can see and using them as an analogy. There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For star is excelling star in glory. Thus also is the resurrection of the dead. There it is. That's all I got to say about that. The resurrection of the dead. There are different degrees of glory, even within the body of Christ. Star is excelling star in glory. You have your giant stars, you have your dwarf stars, you have your blue stars, your red stars, white stars. There might even be rainbow stars, I don't know. But they're all gloriously different. And I'm asked all the time, Martin, will I know my loved ones in heaven? I want to recognize people. Of course we're going to recognize people. And see, there's this crazy idea that we're not even going to have bodies, that we're all going to be wisps when we're changed. We're all just going to be vapors floating around in some kind of ether. No, we're going to have bodies. They're just not going to be like the Israel bodies. They're going to be as high above Israel bodies. This is going to sound bad. Should I say this? Yeah. It just is. This is an analogy. Our bodies are going to be as high above Israel bodies as the sun is from a dirt clod. Sorry, I shouldn't say that about Israel bodies. A dirt clod? But I'm going to stick with it. Mind you, Israel bodies will be glorified dirt clods. Check this out. When Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection, they handled him. They touched him. And he said of himself that he has had flesh and bone. Flesh and bone. Flesh. But he didn't have blood. This is where I left off, I think, in the Return to Zender series. The blood is the corrupting factor. We'll get into more of this. I'm going to discuss this at some point with you. The blood is the corrupting factor in humanity. It's the soul that's in the blood, not the life. The life is in the spirit. The soul is in the blood. Jesus Christ did not have blood. How convenient that a Roman soldier stabbed his heart and drained his body of blood. That was necessary. Just like it was necessary for Israel to crucify their own Messiah, to offer up the ultimate sacrifice, even though they didn't realize what they were doing. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ and God, they're much smarter than the so-called wise and intelligent of this earth give them credit for. The people who think they're smart these days, they're going to be totally embarrassed. I'm sorry my shirt keeps opening up here, but I'm missing a button right here. But I pulled this shirt out, and I apologize. I don't mean to be exposing myself here in Studio One. Our bodies will be bodies. I remind you that we become a new humanity under Paul's gospel, a new humanity, still human beings. And Paul says there are bodies celestial as well as bodies terrestrial. That is a big clue that we're going to have a body and we're going to recognize each other. I don't know what we will look like. Again, when Paul saw the glorified Christ, it was so effulgent, so bright that he was blinded. Because you cannot, as we're currently constructed, we cannot behold such glory without just blowing up. So God is going to enable us by the magic of immortality, to look upon, get, check this out, to look upon what Paul could not see in his terrestrial form. We're going to be able to see Christ not as a Jew, not as the son of Joseph and Mary, not as the ex-carpenter, not as the minister of the circumcision to confirm the patriarchal promises, Romans 15:8. No, no. We're going to see him for what he truly is, his essence. Because he's not truly a Jew. That's not his essence. He's the glorified Son of God. Can you imagine seeing who he really is? Our bodies are going to have to be changed in order for that to happen. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is one reason, just one reason, that they will be changed.